unavoidable but below river flood levels expected on the Nueces River. For the Nueces River at Catula. Latest stage, 9.1 feet at 9 a.m. Thursday. Flood stage, 15 feet. Bankful and caution stage, 9 feet. Forecast, no flooding is expected, with the river expected to remain around 9 feet for the next few days. For the Nueces River near Bunza, latest stage, 13.5 feet at 7 a.m. Thursday. Flood stage, 18 feet. Bankful and caution stage, 12 feet. Forecast, the river will continue a very slow fall, but will remain above caution stage until through midweek. For the Nueces River at Kalalan, latest stage, 6 feet at 8 a.m. Thursday. Flood stage, 7 feet. Bankful and caution stage, 6 feet. Forecast, the river will continue a slow fall. This is the last forecast for this event. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for the latest weather information as additional rainfall may affect crest forecasts. Here are the 2 o'clock p.m. South Texas weather observations. At Ellis, partly sunny. Temperature 85 degrees, dew point 61, and the relative humidity 44%. Wind southeast at 12 miles an hour. The pressure 29.74 inches and falling. Across the area, Catula, sunny, 83 degrees. Mondo, sunny 78 degrees. San Antonio, mostly sunny 78 degrees. Victoria, sunny 79 degrees. Corpus Christi, partly sunny 77 degrees. Once again, in Ellis, partly sunny. The temperature 85 degrees.
The forecast for McMillan, Live Oak, and the counties. Today, partly cloudy and clearing. Highs 87 to 90. South wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour in the evening becoming light. Friday, mostly cloudy with patchy fog early in the morning and becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 80s. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon.
The current time is 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.